and I open my eyes, feeling a semblance of calm return. "Only one of them left now," I said.
"Are you certain?"
"Positive. The Trandoshan. Did you see him?"
"Earlier, yes. But I was worried about you, and took my eyes off him for approximately 19 seconds.
"Well, we don't have to sit here and wait. Probably better that we don't. We've pushed our luck far enough as it is. Let's get back to the beach like you suggested, and steal a ship."
"You are thinking Nakari will shoot the..."
"No," I said, cutting her off and shaking my head. "The grenades."
"Oh,"
Drusel said, a hand rising to her throat. For the first time, I thought I saw emotion on her face.
"That is heartbreaking. You saw?"
"No." I looked down, trying to keep it together. "I felt it."
"I am so very sorry."
"Me too." The Given's head turned to gaze downhill.
"But then we must worry about the Trandoshan ourselves."
"We did, but at some point the clarity of sense that I'd possessed had faded away, along with my anger. I no longer felt the bounty hunter's presence in the Force. All I felt was loss. "I'm sure he'll be along eventually if we just stay here," I said.
"Wait,"
the Given said, staring into the forest. She pointed with a pale finger.
"Do you see that thicket of shrubbery between the two trees 6 degrees left of the Y-axis from our position? Shoot it!"
I squinted through the tree trunks until I found the thicket she spoke of. "Why? Did you see something move?"
"No. But based on available cover, spatial geometrics, and his prior movements, the statistical probability he is there is quite high."
I wasn't going to argue. Even if we missed, it would most likely flush him out. "Shoot the center of it?"
"Just to the right of center. I will shoot slightly right of that, nearer the tree. Let us steady our hands, aim carefully, and fire together on my count."
Drusel counted down from 3, and we fired in tandem into the foliage. We were rewarded with a pained cry of surprise, and followed up with a few more shots to make sure. I looked at the Given, incredulous that she could figure his position so precisely. And she shrugged.
"What can I say? Math